7:07 on Charmin. Here's how things looked at X-Mart this morning. The strike breakers, so eagerly stealing both the bread and the soul from the hotel strikers, ultimately hurt only themselves. Many of them are students studying the hotel business. Eventually, they will be working for the same companies now so anxious to have them. It's a bad introduction to the hospitality industry. By not supporting the strikers, many of whom are among the working poor, they undercut their own future bargaining position. Some of them eventually may become hotel management. Labor has a long memory. They forever will be tarred with the scornful label SCAB of 84. The demands of the Hotel Workers Union are just, and the union has conducted this strike responsibly. They deserve the support of the public and of hotel patrons. It is rather sad they do not have that of students in their own industry. I could not live with myself were I profiting from the misfortune of underpaid and ill-treated workers and by my actions prolonging their ordeal. These are decent but deprived people with reasonable demands who are on strike. Anyone who steals their jobs is beneath contempt.
If you hadn't worked in a year, and you had a wife and kids sitting at home, and you hadn't been able to buy them anything for a year, and somebody said there was a job at the International Hotel or whatever the heck it is, would you apply?
No, I don't think so. I mean, we can argue about it all day, but a lot of people
apply?
A lot of people are very...
Sorry, darling, I don't want to be called a scab, so we don't eat tonight.
Hello, a lot of people are very surprised at, you know, me, who has a reputation of sort of being anti-union sometimes and leaning on labor unions a lot, suddenly coming out pro-union, pro-strike. I happen to think this is a justified strike, a responsible strike, and it bothers me particularly that a lot of these people doing the jobs are students of the... I mean, how would you feel, you know, if let's say we were on strike here or some darn thing and some, you know, candy-ass kid from Humber College came in and started doing your job? We haven't got time. We could talk about it from now till 9 o'clock,
okay.
But...
You and I would never talk till 9 o'clock, Dick.
Brian Anderson with the sports.
Well, the Battle of Quebec may have received all the publicity, but they
traded him to Buffalo for a pair of used nets.
He didn't have a very strong union. Yeah. I can't prolong this thing, but I had a better example, right, of what you were talking about at the beginning of the sports. Let's say there was a strike at another radio station in town here, right? And, you know, the news department, the sports department were on strike, and the competition came to you. You know, maybe you were out of work, or maybe you're a student, but I mean, and they take you in, say to replace, I don't want to mention names in the air, you know, let's say up the street at CFRB or something, and they bring you in there to replace the job of a colleague who was on strike for good reason. Would you do that? I wouldn't.
If my family was suffering because I didn't have a job, I'd be there in 6 seconds.
But people are short-sighted. I stand by what I said in that piece that, I mean, a lot of these scabs, I never use the word scab. I try to avoid it in news copy. I've been using it this week. A lot of these scabs are going to be following careers in the hospitality industry. They're undercutting themselves. They're cutting their own damn full throats because in 10, 15 years, they're going to be working for the hotels, right? Mm. And they're just lowering the whole wage structure of the business.
A lot of them are desperate, Dick.
Not that desperate.
Okay.
I thought it was very smug. I saw him on television the other night.
Have you ever been out of work, Dick?
Not
a long period of time?
No, I've been lucky.
Well, you don't know what you're talking about, Dick.
I do. I have been. I have been out of work.
Yeah, for what? A couple of weeks or a couple of months?
No, a couple of months.
A couple of months,
but I didn't like...
No.
I know what I'm talking about, and believe me, I'm very close to a lot of unemployed people. I got a lot of friends who are unemployed.
Yes.
But the fact is, I didn't like the smug attitude of these candy-ass kids on television the other night boasting about the fact that they were stealing jobs from these hotel people. I'm with these hotel people, and in fact, I drive by the Indian Park on the way home every day. When I drive by, I give them a V for victory sign. Because I'm very much in their court, okay?
Good.
16, I'm getting hot. 16
past
7.
I bet you are.
Weather's next. Calm down, Dick. Toronto area weather. Showers today and tomorrow. Brisk east winds up to 25 miles an hour. There's 90% chance of rain today, 40% tomorrow. It'll stay mild. Temperatures today and tomorrow about 55 Fahrenheit. Sunday, cloudy, windy, chance of showers, continued mild. Weather much the same over most of southern Ontario. That's where we live. Weather radar shows quite a bit of rain just to the west of the city. Yesterday's forecast was right again. Once again, today's Toronto weather, rain. It is 41, 5 Celsius downtown, and out from the album 90125. I don't know what that is in Celsius. Here's Yes in stereo on Chuck.
I can feel no sense of measure.
Don't do. Jump and leave it alone. That's Yes and Roger Ashby. Good morning. It's 7:21. We don't do lost and found announcements very often here at Chum, but here's one here this morning. Lost, the vicinity of Young and St. Clair, One Temper by Dick Smythe. If found, please return to owner. Boy, we're trying to restore some sanity here in the room. Too bad you weren't here to watch Dick and Henny go at each other. As part of the studio audience, we could have played a little game and counted the veins in Dick's neck. We got another $100 bill on the line this hour. We'll give you a chance to win it on the Chum Money Music Quiz. We had a $50 winner last hour. And we'll also reveal the secret identity of today's pay song, in case you missed it last hour. We've already had a winner there, too. Just the winning continues. Remember, coming up on Sunday, Solid Gold Sunday at Chum. It's the oldies all day, starting at 9 a.m.
Hi, Roger. This is Kathy from Toronto. Good morning, Toronto.
Good morning to you, Kathy. Some teams are still playing hockey. The Leafs are out on the golf course right now. They're good golfers, too. You see, because golf is the game where the lowest score always wins. Something about